We're going to call to order. Yes, we're going to start. We're going to call to order the Gage County Board of Equalization. Attendance by observation. Anderson, Grunewald, Bauman, Adams, Fleece, Byers, and Barnard. There's a copy of the Open Meeting Act there on the southeast corner of the wall. Need a motion to approve or disapprove the agenda as presented.
So moved.
Second.
Moved by Byers, seconded by Fleece. Discussion? Vote? 7-0. Approve or disapprove minutes of previous meeting?
So moved.
Second.
Be approved as circulated.
Moved by Fleece, seconded by Bauman. Discussion? Vote? 7-0. Comments from the public and requests for future agenda items? We have a public hearing to approve or disapprove tax exemptions on vehicles owned by qualifying nonprofit organizations. Need a motion to open the public hearing?
So moved.
Second.
Moved by Anderson, seconded by Bauman. Public hearing, what's on the mosaic? Pardon me? Oh, yeah, let's vote. 7-0.
That's Fleece, I wish you'd get your button fixed.
It's bright, isn't it?
So rude, yeah.
It's almost like putting in bold letters on the computer, isn't it?
Yeah,
he's yelling
at us. Almost in emails, yeah.
He's just a bright light on the Board of Equalization.
A 2011 Toyota Sienna minivan for Mosaic.
Blinding to me.
Need a motion to close public hearing?
So moved.
Second.
Moved by Fleece, seconded by Bauman. Discussion? Vote? Need a motion to approve or disapprove? Acceptance of, what's the number of that? $380 for Mosaic.
If all the paperwork's in order, I would make a motion to approve.
Moved by Bauman.
Seconded.
Seconded by Grunewald. Discussion? Vote? 7-0. Approve or disapprove tax correction slips 18 through 19. Did everyone see them?
Make a motion to approve tax correction slips 18 and 19.
Moved by Bauman.
Second.
Seconded by Anderson. Discussion. Vote.
Maybe just a little discussion on the reduction, because it was rather large this time, about an 80 or 90% for the KGMT. And that was, Dave and I were talking a little bit. That's
personal property, wasn't it?
Personal yes. property, so.
Yeah,
he misfiled. He included all the Jefferson County property in his statement on Gage County, and so it had to be corrected, and that was removed. Once that was removed, then it was the corrected amount.
Vote. 7-0. Received changes and approve or disapprove changes made by the assessor's office due to errors or map changes by ag land owners?
I'd move to approve the changes.
Second.
Moved by Barnard, seconded by Byers. Discussion?
Mr. Chairman, are there specifics?
There are, but do you have them all with you?
No, do you have yours? No.
These here?
No.
In the red folders.
There were a variety where typically people bring their maps in, and crop acres were different than what was recorded here at the courthouse. So it was a reconciliation process between current FSA records and the assessor's office.
I think Patty said that she discussed it with the board earlier. Instead of having them file a protest, if they brought their FSA maps in, then we would change them and send out a board notice. If they didn't like that, then they still had time to protest.
Okay, any more discussion? Vote. 7-0 to approve.
We will not need to go into executive session on the biodiesel protest. The reason we asked for that was that there had been a court hearing relative to this issue. We were not aware of that as a board, either the equalization or county board. The county attorney had requested to have an executive session today, but he's not available, not present. We have looked at the property. The court has made a mandate that their personal property is exempt, and so that's the recommendation our committee has made. So we really don't need an executive session. Gary, Dave.
That's true. Right.
In other words, there's nothing we can do about it.
No.
No, we actually saw a copy of the court order.
Yeah, well, I was there that day.
It's over. And
the one day I was there.
And we were not informed at all by the county attorney's office what was even going on. So.
I was going to say, that's first we heard of it, wasn't it?
Well, there was it.
On that part of it, yes.
Was it Setzer's office? Well,
yeah.
Was they informed?
They've been in. I believe it was
no being. They never were.
Brandy had informed us the day before.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Well, I had called Patty, actually, the day before, and Patty had called.
And wasn't their reasoning purely that the thing had never gone into production? It had never been a working entity?
Correct.
So that was their defense or reasoning?
So what was the dollar amount that I can't remember? Was it
a lot?
It was a lot.
It was a lot. Yeah. I don't. $6-7 million was it? Something like. It's a
I
lot.
Can't remember the exact amount.
Yeah.
$1 million here, $1 million there. Pretty soon we're talking big money.
Big money.
Just like the federal government.
That's right.
Yeah. It fixed a lot of potholes with that.
Wow. Okay. Anything else for? Equalization, Lorreen?
Never mind. I've been working with protests, so I don't know a whole lot of anything else.
I would move that we recess until 11 a.m.
Okay.
To
moved by Byers.
Second.
Second by Bauman. Discussion.
Discussion is, I would just comment, thank Danny and Gary, and I'd personally like to thank Ron, who sat in one afternoon for me, and Shirley, I think, sat in one afternoon for me. I still made two or three of the meetings. I thought the process went reasonably well, and luckily the numbers were down a bit. I thought most of the protesters were quite reasonable.
Civil.
I really liked the low-key setting of a room other than this room, just for matters. And I'd like to thank the public for working with us. And the majority of issues, there were... You know, sometimes not significant reason, but there were reasons for change. And just a comment, there were a couple things brought to our attention where, you know, I guess I won't go there.
I totally agree with Dave. I think the three of us worked very well together. We cooperated. We didn't always totally agree on changes, but we reached a consensus on these protests. And I want to commend the assessor's office and the cooperation they gave to us. And working with the public, everybody was reasonable, and I think we tried to give every opportunity for people to be heard and to have changes made if they needed to. And I just thought it was a great process on the part of your Equalization Committee and on the part of the assessor's office and our wonderful, wonderful taxpayers of Gage County.
Good enough. Any more discussion? Vote. 7-0. The Board of Equalization is recessed. Board of Supervisors.